Kentucky loses to Florida in Rupp Arena, but they can right the ship if they get a big win over Tennessee coming up this evening. We'll talk about that all on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Wildcats Today, joined as always by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm excited. It's a big day today. It's a state war.
Yes, it is a state line. They're below us, and we don't like them, and we're gonna have to beat them on the basketball court to settle it. So, but when it comes to Florida, we're not gonna get deep into the Florida game today. We got to be a little quick today. So we're going to give a couple thoughts. What frustrated me, Carson, really got to me was jumping on the shot fake. Jumping on the shot, because here's the deal: if you jump on a shot fake, the shot's wide open. You know what I mean? Because you're gone. You're out of the picture. The shot is wide open. That's what we saw against Florida. Clayton Jr., after the game, came to the post-game press conference and said exactly that. They were like, well, you know, what went into your success? He was like, in all honesty, every time I went to shoot the basketball, I shot faked. They bit. So, I mean, every shot I took was wide open, and I was 7-for-14, which he was like, I should be making more than 7-for-14 wide open. Like, he was joking there, but saying, like, it's not hard to make jump shots at this level when the opposing team bites on a shot fake. So that's what irked me. Carson, what were your thoughts on this ball game?
Yeah, that's brutal because most of them were three-pointers, and you don't want to get beat by a shot fake on the three-point line. Just play defense, put your hand up, and if he makes it, he makes it. Good shot. But he's not going to go 7-for-14 on contested threes instead of wide-open threes, you know? So it's very disappointing. We didn't have our best on-ball defender. Of course, DJ was out, but it was a disappointing defensive day, and we really failed to close that game out. We had it won, and we kind of just gave it away.
You know something that I haven't heard enough people talking about, Carson, that I think played a role in this game, and I want to get your thoughts on this. And we'll talk about DJ in a minute, but the little 5-0 run that they went on to end the half, correct me if I'm wrong, it was 10 points, and then that run made it 5 at the half, right?
It was 39-29. And then you look 2 seconds later, and then it's cut.
Exactly. I will double check on that. I just want to make sure I'm right about that. But because I believe it was 5 points, and I want to harp on it because, Kentucky led 41-36 at half. So they were up 10 points, and they went on that 5-0 run, a 3-2. With less than a minute probably left on the clock. That stuff matters because that's less room they have to make up in the second half. And you know, that's what they did. So, you know, I mean, here's the deal. They don't go on that run. That three-pointer at the end of the game didn't, you know, to send it to OT, doesn't matter. Now, I know that there's different stuff and different game situations, but I think that run is more significant than I've seen folks talk about. I haven't seen it brought up much. And I think it was I marked it down when that happened. I thought to myself, okay, if Kentucky can go get a bucket right now and make this 7 or 8, I won't be as upset about it. But they didn't. They didn't score, and they went to half up only 5 when it could have been 10, could have been more than 10. So that frustrated me because the coach goes to halftime and says, listen, you know, I think we played awful and we were able to make it a 5-point game. We're in this, guys. Let's go have a good first 4 minutes of the second half and let's win this game. It gives you a little confidence. And so that's why you can't give up. Now you can go bucket for bucket, but you can't give up runs like that to end the half or to start a second half. You just can't do it. So that really frustrated me. Carson, any other thoughts from this game? Of course, Justin Edwards and DJ Wagner, we're not in the game. We'll talk about them here in a minute. Any other thoughts from this game?
Yeah, so piggybacking on what you said, I'm a big believer in the last 4 minutes of the first half and the last 4 minutes of the game are what makes and breaks your team and what wins you games. And that goes for basketball or football. You know, field goals at the end of the half, three-pointers at the end of the half, any sort of buckets to cut the lead or to grow your lead is what makes teams great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that. You know, it's one of those games. I think that we've got to get – we're getting to a point where you can't keep saying it's one loss. You know what I mean? We're getting to a point where you got to start winning basketball games. And this one hurts, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, losing the game in Rupp Arena to a team that – now, first of all, as I said last time, Florida is an underrated SEC basketball team. They're going to make the tournament. They're going to be a pretty good team. But still, in Rupp Arena, it's not a game you should lose. It's not a game you should lose. On the road, I wouldn't be as upset about it. Like, that South Carolina loss looks a lot – I mean, I hate the term loss looks better now, but it does. The loss looks better because of how well they're playing right now. So – but – this Florida loss, I don't think it's the worst loss ever, but I think losing is the worst loss ever, period, because you're trying to be a top seed, you know, a two or three seed, and you keep losing these games. That's not how that's going to happen. So, Carson, let's talk about it. Old Tennessee, you don't like them. I know you don't like them. I know you don't like them. So let me run through the numbers, and then I'm going to ask you a very serious question. They allow – their defense is number two in KenPom. They're sixth overall in KenPom. Defense is the second best. I assume Houston's one. I bet anything on that. They're 30th in offense. At one point, their offense was much higher. It's kind of dropped a little bit, which I don't know how based on someone we're going to talk about. They are 25th in assists per game. They average 16.8 assists per game. They're fifth in the net rank. So even in Rupp Arena, this is a quad one win if the Cats get the win. Which they've Kentucky has now fallen under 500 in quad one games, so that is important. Sixth in KenPom, great defense, 65.9 points a game. It'd be a quad one win if you win. Carson, how do you stop Dalton Connect, or is it not possible? You tell me.
Well, I have a couple different suggestions. One is you just throw a Duthiero at him and just tell him to do not leave his face.
Yeah.
Stay with him no matter if he's going to the bench. You literally walk him to the bench.
Yeah.
You have a dude that stay on him. No switching. Do not switch. You're going to stay on him the whole time, and you're going to just play a dude's size. And because Adu can match up athletically with
that's him. What I was going to ask you. Do you think he? Now, I'm not saying Adu is slow, but I'm saying, do you think he can stay with Connect the whole game?
Oh yeah, I think athletically Adu would be fine.
Okay.
And then you're gonna have to help a little bit too. But yeah. That would be my plan. You could. He's gonna be hard to stop. Yeah. I mean, you're not gonna fully stop him. Just like they're not going to fully stop Antonio Reeves. It's the, you know, when you got a bucket getter, you got a bucket getter. It's like,
yeah,
James Harden, he's going to get his.
Yeah.
But you just can't let the surrounding cast beat you. Like, you can't let Vescovi go for 20 on top of Connect's 30. Yeah. You know,
that's a great point. You're exactly right. I think I'll tell you this right now. Okay. And it's no secret. It's no surprise. Dalton Connect will score 20 points tonight. He will. And I think he can score 30 and Kentucky can win the game. Now, you'd love for him to score 13 points. That'd be great.
Yeah.
But like you said, there's sometimes teams that have players that, my goodness, they're just going to get theirs, like you just said. And he's one of those players. You know, I think he scored – didn't he score 31 in their loss? Like, let me pull that up. I'm pretty sure that their loss to South Carolina, both teams are 0-1 on the week, by the way, which is a very interesting. They lost to South Carolina in Knoxville on Tuesday, and Dalton Connect had 31 of Tennessee's 59 points, which is really
31 of their 59.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my Lord.
He shot the basketball 24 times. He was 11 for 24. So he is going to shoot the rock.
That efficiency we will take, though.
Yeah.
If he goes 11 for 24, I'm clapping, because that means we won the game, in my opinion. I think, because there's not enough shots to go around.
Exactly.
If Tennessee really wants to beat us, they're going to move the ball. But
yeah. Vescovi has not been playing. Which, I mean, he's been at Tennessee since I stopped wearing diapers. But, I mean, his average is down a little bit. Let me pull that up. His points per game average. Yeah, I mean, he's of all of his time at Tennessee, this is his fifth season playing for the Vols, and he's averaging 7.9 points, which is the least In the 2021-22 season, he averaged 13.3. Last year, 12.5. This year, 7.9. So he has not had the season, you know, that I expected, partially because Dalton Kinnick's been so good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, Viscovi's a player. He's going to make a three or two. He's going to play well. But you can't bite on the shot fake. You can't do stuff like that. You can't do that against Viscovi. He's still good, a veteran, good basketball player. And you can't lose him. You can't lose Zakai Ziegler. And you can't lose Adu. Jonas Adu, is that his name? Yes, Jonas Adu. Or Adu. Has it Adu?
I think it's Adu. That's what they say on the broadcast, Adu. But
yeah, but he is a player that you have to Hugo's got to stop him. It's got to be, you know, and he's their second leading scorer, 11.6 points per game, 7.4 rebounds. You know, Adu's not a bad player. And, you know, and a little bit back on Florida, I think we talked a lot about the negative stuff, but Hugo was awesome. Yuga Onyinso was incredible. What did he have? 13, 16, and 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, 13 points, 16 rebounds, 8 blocks. He was incredible.
Almost a triple-double.
Yes, almost. He was on triple-double watch for a while, and then he didn't block as many shots, mm-hmm. Kind of at the tail end.
But he got a heck of a lot of rebounds. He had 9 offensive rebounds.
Yes.
We need to duplicate that. Do that again. Yeah.
Yes, I'm with you. But so that'll be a fun battle to watch in this game, Adu versus Onyinso. That'll be a fun one. Two good basketball players. One, we kind of know what Adu is. We're still learning what Ugana is. That'll be a fun matchup I'm looking forward to seeing. And then can you stop Dalton Kinnick? And like I said, maybe you don't have to stop him. Can you win without stopping him? Because that's possible. As we just saw, that's a possibility. So, Carson, I want to ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. Do you think DJ's out there tonight?
I'm really torn.
I don't.
I'm leaning more towards no, definitely. Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I think that we've seen that, you know, what is Kentucky without DJ Wagner, Carson?
2 losses.
0-2.
Yeah.
You know, you need him. Now, we're not going to get in any rumors here because that's not how we are going to ever conduct ourselves at the Wildcats Today podcast. But there are rumors going around. I don't put any weight into those. We'll see if something happens, but we're not going to like break that stuff down because that's just silly to me. But I think he's got a banged up ankle. Kyle's been saying that all year. I think his ankle's a little banged up, and they thought they could let's rest him for Tennessee. And they thought they could get away, and they didn't. You know, yeah,
that's exactly what happened.
That's what I think happened. So we'll see. But I'm just telling you, I just have a weird feeling because of an ankle injury, he might not play tonight, not because of other stuff. But Carson, give me your final thoughts, final score prediction, and MVP of the game, and we are going to get out of here because I'm going to go make a pizza. Frost.
Yeah, my final thoughts are I'm tabbing this game as a must win.
I am too.
You got to get back up to 500, and you definitely you have to protect home court from here on out. You can't lose again at home, and so this is a must win game. And I'm going to tell you, I think my player of the game is going to be Mr. Kentucky himself, Reed Shepherd, because today's one of those days, you know, you wake up and you might throw on my old Kentucky home and, you know, you start to live it a little bit. You start to get a little excited, you know, the Kentucky across your chest. And it means something more to him and living from here. You know, you grow up.
Dad played here. I mean, you know, it's easy.
You can't stand Tennessee. You grow up here. You can't stand him. It's going to mean a little more to him tonight. And with DJ out, I think it's going to be a big, big role again for Reed Shepherd. And I think he leads the Cats to a victory. I think we win. And I think we're going to win 81-76 would be my final score. The Cats beat the Vols.
So your MVP is Reed. Is that what you said? Okay. So for me, and once again, I always want to add this caveat. So y'all know, like, I'm going to genuinely give you, like, if I think they're going to win or lose, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm worried, I'm going to tell you I'm worried. That's kind of what I'm trying to say. And I think Kentucky wins tonight. I don't think they're going to lose to Tennessee and Rupp Arena. You know what I mean? And I want to, so this isn't home cooking. I want to make it clear. I will likely predict Kentucky to lose it, you know, to Tennessee and Knoxville. You know, I'll be honest with you. So I just think they win this game in Rupp Arena. I do. I think the Cats win. I think it's a little bit more lower scoring than that just because of how good their defense is. And which means, listen, we're going to have to play some defense. But I wrote my score prediction. I believe it was like 72-69, something like that, like a three-point win. It's going to be a tight game.
Yeah.
I think that's my score prediction. I think it's lower scoring. I think, you know, if it gets into the higher scoring, that's an interesting debate. Does that play, that probably plays more into Kentucky than it does Tennessee. But I do think the Cats win. And, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you. And I'm gonna say something crazy. And you're more than welcome to drive here and smack me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? Are you sure you're ready?
I'm ready.
Justin Edwards be player of the game. Now, listen.
I like it.
We need to explain. I'm going to explain why, and I'm going to say he is not going to score 37 points. You know what I mean? I'm talking like if you get 12, I'm talking like, you know what I mean? Now, and that's assuming he plays. I think he's going to play. I do assume he'll be out there. He talked about it himself at a press conference recently, you know, and he said, you know, they recruited me. It was Tennessee or it was Kentucky. I chose Kentucky. I got to represent the school. I just think he's a little fired up for this ball game. Simple as that. I'm willing to once again be wrong on my Justin Edwards plays well in this game prediction. I'm willing to be wrong.
That fits what Cal said this week. He said he's had some really strong practices.
Yeah. So assuming he's out there and he's healthy and he's playing, I do think that he's going to be player of the game. That's my, you know, and like I said, we have to understand. I'm not saying he's going to lead us in scoring or rebounding. I'm just saying I think he's going to play better than he normally does. And if Kentucky wins, it'll be a big reason why. So, Carson, the people want to know, what bar in Nashville for the SEC tournament are you going to be buying shots for Big Blue Nation?
Aldean's dance floor. Everyone meet me there.
Okay. All right. There will be no bot shots, but we will. For the SEC tournament, be on the Aldean's dance floor, and we will see you all there. Carson, anything else before we wrap this up?
No, that's pretty much everything I had. It's a great day to be a Kentucky Wildcat. Beat them Vols. Let's go.
There you go. There you go. That is going to do it for today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. And ladies and gentlemen, do not forget, we are now free and available wherever you go can get a podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you want to find us, you'll find us there. So go check us out there. And then, of course, on YouTube. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. It helps the show a ton. Appreciate y'all being here, listening every single day. Cats are going to get a big win tonight, and we will see you next time.